Elizabeth from Washington, VOA.
Halo, apa kabar? Kali ini bersama Dania Iman dari VOA di Washington, D.C. Aktor Paul Rudd baru-baru ini dianugerahi penghargaan bintang di Hollywood Walk of Fame yang berlokasi di Los Angeles, California.
My goodness. Wow. I mean, I was flattered and honored and everything, but this is incredible.
Nama Paul Rudd di dunia hiburan terus menanjak sejak muncul dalam film-film yang laris di box office seperti Clueless, Anchorman, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knock Up, I Love You Man, dan masih banyak lagi. Aktor berumur 46 tahun yang sebentar lagi akan memerankan karakter utama Ant-Man dalam film garapan Marvel Studio dengan judul yang sama ini, mengenang kembali ketika sewaktu kecil melewati bilangan Hollywood Boulevard, di mana nama-nama dari para bintang terkenal terpampang di trotoar sepanjang 15 blok ini.
When I was a kid, before I even lived in Kansas, I lived in California, and I remember being a kid and, you know, walking the boulevard and reading the names and thinking about what so many other millions of people thought about, which is, you know, like, who's that? And the fact that millions of people are going to be able to now see me and ask that same question for time immemorial is humbling beyond belief.
Aktor Michael Douglas lawan mainnya dalam film Ant-Man ikut hadir di upacara penganugerahan bintang tersebut. Dalam pidatonya, Michael Douglas mengatakan ia sempat meragukan kemampuan akting Paul yang adalah seorang aktor komedi ketika harus bermain dalam film action seperti Ant-Man.
When Marvel Films reached out to me for Ant-Man, of course I was very excited to be in his family. And then they told me that Paul Rudd was going to be the action star of this new movie. And I had to go back to my IMDb, take a little look, and yeah, Paul Rudd, Anchorman, yeah, Knocked Up. I said, Paul Rudd, the action star. So I went a little wary and said, let's see what this guy's got.
Sebaliknya dalam pidatonya, aktor yang banyak terlibat dalam berbagai organisasi amal seperti Big Slick Children's Mercy Hospital, Project ALS, dan The American Cancer Society ini terus memuji Michael Douglas. Tidak pernah tersirat dalam pikirannya kalau suatu hari ia akan bermain dalam film bersama aktor sekelas Michael Douglas.
If I had a crystal ball at that time when I was in school and could see that I was going to be working in a movie like this with Michael Douglas, I wouldn't have known what to say. I would have been speechless because, you know, we all have a list of actors that we would kill to work with. And Michael Douglas is at the top of my list, and he has been for a long, long time. I can't believe that I worked with him. I can't believe that he knows my name. I can't believe he's here today for me doing this. I didn't even like talk about this with you earlier in the week because I just didn't want you to feel any pressure like you had to do it. I'm so touched. It just makes no sense to me at all that Michael Douglas is here.
Setiap tahunnya sekitar 200 nama yang berasal dari industri film, televisi, dan radio dimasukkan ke dalam daftar nominasi Hollywood Walk of Fame yang diorganisir oleh Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. Mereka yang terpilih adalah yang telah berkontribusi di bidangnya selama minimum 5 tahun dan pernah melakukan kontribusi amal. Selain Paul Rudd, tahun ini Hollywood Chamber of Commerce juga akan menganugerahi penghargaan bintang kepada Seth MacFarlane dan aktris yang baru-baru ini mengumumkan perceraiannya, yaitu Jennifer Garner. Dania Iman melaporkan dari VOA di Washington, D.C. VOA.